Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
If US President Donald Trump goes ahead with his much-heralded tariffs, the impact on South Africa and other African nations is likely to be inflationary. That's according to First Round Limited CEO Mary Vilakazi, speaking to Bloomberg TV in Davos, Switzerland. And that's basically because of a higher dollar, which will impact those nations carrying higher debt loads. The US is currently South Africa's largest trading partner after China. Standard Bank Group CEO Sim Tshabalala agreed, also speaking in Davos, but to CNBC. Tshabalala said tariffs would strengthen the dollar in the short term, accelerate price growth, and keep interest rates higher for longer. It's going to have a negative impact on African currencies. It's going to put pressure on Africans. But, said Tshabalala, it's too early to tell what the exact magnitude's going to be. As the Government of National Unity wobbles, what impact on the markets? Too early to tell for the JSE, but the Rand, well, let's say it has also wobbled. We're down 0.75% against the US dollar this morning at 18.51. That's against a dollar that itself has weakened back to 105 against the euro. The Rand euro not too bad, down to 19.38. The Rand sterling off by about 0.5%, 23.05. On the other hand, the rate on the 10-year government bond has improved by 20 basis points, now 8.99%. So pretty much wait and see how the politics play out at this stage. On Friday evening, the JSE All Share was up 0.4%, ditto the top 40. London's FTSE down 0.7%, while on Wall Street, the Dow and the S&P 500 both down 0.3%, the Nasdaq down 0.5%. Tokyo this morning down 0.6%, Hong Kong up 0.5%, Sydney closed for a public holiday. Gold at 2,757, platinum 946, Bitcoin just under 101,400, Brent crude oil just under $78 per barrel. And finally, it's Monday morning. Had your first coffee yet? I'm about to go and make mine, but when I sip it, I'll savour it more than usual. And that's because local coffee prices are set to soar by as much as 40%. News 24 Business reports that we're already paying about 47% more for a jar of instant than we were a year ago, all because of changing weather conditions in Brazil and Vietnam, the world's largest coffee producers. Brazil's farmers have just had to endure one of the worst droughts on record. And there's also an increase in demand from people in countries that have traditionally been tea drinkers, like China. Coffee, the most commonly traded commodity on world markets after oil.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.